Hey, James. Yes, we're live here at the Blue Moon Saloon, along with Jennifer Ritter-Guidry, and Raoul Breaux is sitting in here with us as well. And wonderful engineer Aaron Thomas is with us. So, Jennifer, it looks like a great night. Already people are streaming in.
Yes, I think they heard that there was going to be food free mm-hmm. with the donation at the door.
So lots of great food. And who's making that food?
Our archivist, Chris Segura. Mm-hmm. Some people may know him as a fiddle player for Faux-Follet and Lafayette Rhythm Devils, but they may not know that he's an excellent cook. And tonight's your opportunity to find out for yourself just how great he is at cooking.
Well, I've seen a couple of people with bowls, and their faces certainly look like they're enjoying that. Raoul is also nodding, saying it's a wonderful, wonderful jambalaya. So that would be reason enough to mm-hmm. make your way out here to Archive Aid 9. And Jennifer, I know we've talked about this before, you know, with different audiences. But for those people tuning in right now who may not have heard us talk about the archives, tell us why they're so crucial to our culture.
Well, the archives preserve our cultural history and our knowledge, as well as a lot of things that we may have forgotten along the way. Our archives date back to the 1930s with the original Lomax fieldwork that was done in South Louisiana, and it covers the entire spectrum of time and people and technology and ways to document interviews and music and things like that, all the way up to the present, including student collections that we are now gathering from current UL students, as well as those from other institutions that have been willing to donate their research and fieldwork to the archives.
And what goes into preserving these archives, ensuring that they're there for scholars, musicians, people who are just interested in the culture? What does it take to keep up these archives?
Well, it takes a lot of manpower and a lot of technology and a lot of patience. We have so many different kinds of media that the archives are contained on, that we have everything from obsolete materials like reel-to-reel tape, DAT tape, 16mm and 8mm Super 8 film, as well as it's more modern yet not really standard technology like VHS tapes, cassette tapes. We even have CDs and DVDs in our collection.
So it really takes a lot of time and expertise and materials to make sure that all of these recordings and all of their various forms are there for all of us. And you mentioned a few days ago that nearly all of the musicians or all of the bands who are playing tonight have at some time or another consulted with the archives and used the materials either for checking on lyrics or discovering new lyrics. Yeah. So it's a very useful collection for musicians.
Yes, it's really interesting to see people come in and they listen to the same little part again and again and again. And I'm not a musician, so it took me a while to figure out what they were trying to do was really learn how that person in the material that they were listening to was actually playing the instrument. What chords was he hitting and how long was he drawing them out and things like that. And that you can only learn by listening to the archives.
Mm. If you have just tuned in, we want to remind you that we're live here at the Blue Moon Saloon. This is Archive Aid 9. It's a benefit for the Cajun and Creole Archives through the Center for Louisiana Studies and in particular the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism. Along with me here, Jennifer Ritter-Guidry, Raoul Breaux, our wonderful engineer, Aaron Thomas, who's going to be making sure the music sounds great tonight. And the music is going to go live, I think, around 7:30. No, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Who starts off, Jennifer?
The Rex Street Rounders, which is a really exciting band that I'm mm-hmm. sure not too many people have heard about. Mm-hmm. It is the UL History Department's band, and it's composed of members of the History Department, including our director, Dr. Michael Martin, mm-hmm. the new dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Dr. Jordan Kelman, as well as Dr. John Troutman and Dr. Chad Parker.
And I think by their name, they're kind of giving a nod back to the Holy Modal Rounders, kind of a very eccentric group that played a lot of great, unusual music. I think a lot of people are here to hear the Rex Street Rounders, and we're all anxious to hear their talents. I think a lot of us didn't know that Jordan played the drums at all, so we're looking forward to that. Do you know what kind of music they're playing? What does it sound like?
It's a lot of classics. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually heard them perform. Mm-hmm. I know that they have performed at some History Department parties, but this will be their official, I suppose, debut mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Within the community live at the Blue Moon Saloon. So we're really excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
So they're going to kick off at 8 o'clock, and they'll be on the stage, the main stage, and then you've got people on the side porch as well who'll be playing when the main stage finishes. You'll kind of alternate over.
Well, it's actually, we'll be on the front porch. We weren't able to rig up the sound on the side porch, unfortunately, but maybe next year. When their set is done, we'll go over to the front porch with Goldman Thibodeau and Zydeco Joe Citizen, and that way there's, you know, while there's a break between sets, there's no break with the music. We can just keep playing it and keep listening to great, great musicians.
Well, again, that's the Rec Street Rounders that will start off at 8 o'clock for Archive 89, but it's a really good idea to get down here now because of this great jambalaya.
Also,
a lot of people gathering out there. I saw Mark DeWitt, who, of course, is the Tommy Como, the chair for traditional music here at UL Lafayette. Philip Gould was out there, Barry Ancelet, several artists I saw out there, Lisa Osborne and some others who are already gathering and enjoying the jambalaya and waiting for the music. So a really good time to come and visit. And I think you all have some information about the archives out as well.
We do have some. Yeah, we do have some information about what we do at the archives and how we do it and why it's important that the archives be supported by the community and different ways in which you can support the archives. There's so many ways. We not only preserve the material and digitize it so that it's available in a modern format as well as the original format, but we also produce CDs and other material from the archives so that you can continue to enjoy it in new and different ways.
And I know that Aaron has some music queued up from a couple discs that you all are going to be offering, I think, by the Cajun and Creole Music Festival that's coming up. What are those two discs, Jennifer?
Well, the first one we're going to hear from is it's off of the new series that we've established. It's a partnership between Valcor Records, Festivals Acadien et Creole, and the Archives of Cajun and Creole Folklore. And this one, we're really excited. We're excited about both of them. This one is a Balfa family retrospective, and we were able to... we've been trying to identify all of the extant festival recordings since its beginning in the 70s, and we've made great strides. We still have a couple gaps in the 90s, in the 80s, and in the late 70s, but this CD really kind of covers the gamut of what we would have been able to find in the various media in which it was recorded onto. So it's not a perfect, pristine type CD. You will hear feedback. You will feel like you are live at the festival. Mm-hmm. You will hear the crowd interaction with the musicians, and it's a lot of fun. This one in particular has Dewey Palfa playing fiddlesticks, and if you haven't ever seen anybody play fiddlesticks, I encourage you to look it up online and find out what it's all about, because it's a really, really neat way of using the instrument in a different manner.
Great reason to keep up the archives so that we have a record of this particular kind of playing. So again, this is from the Archives of Cajun and Creole Music, a disc that they're putting out, and this is Dewey Balfa and the Balfa family.
Thanks a lot. There's a little something that I've been doing around the country that many people has heard of fiddlesticks, but have never seen it up in operation. But it was a method of teaching the music of our ancestors. And I'd like to do a little demonstration for you without too much talking. I'd like to invite ask Tony to do the fiddlesticks. I'd first like to do a part of a song, a Cajun song, and then switch over to an Appalachian song. Goes something like this. Thank you. generations now. And it's a little song we learned, and it's called Lost Indian. It goes something like this. But learn from the Appalachians if you sing it in French, of course.
Just listening to a recording that come out of the Center for Cultural Ecotourism in the Archives of Cajun and Creole Music. With me from the Archives and the Center for... There's a whole bunch of a group of people over in that Center for Louisiana Studies. With me, Pud Sharp, who works with them and is very involved in maintaining those archives and also right now working on a great documentary. So there's a lot of activity that goes on over there, and I know that the Archives have been a great resource for you personally as well as a job right now.
Oh, definitely. It's impossible to overstate the importance and the value there for someone who's doing work on, you know, local culture here. One of the things that I'm doing now is, as you mentioned, working on a documentary film on dance halls of South Louisiana, and that's from spanning from house dances to fado dos, barn dances to all the way to the present day. So to go back and look and talk about the way that you conducted yourself in a dance hall and the things that people wore and through photography and the film and the oral histories and the audio that we have, it's really great.
Invaluable for people like yourself doing documentaries, researchers, scholars, and as we mentioned with Jennifer earlier, musicians, particularly young musicians who are searching back for great material that they can sort of translate into our time period. And so many young groups have done that so effectively. We are live at the Blue Moon Saloon, Archive Aid 9, helping to support the archives along with me. Pud Sharp, Raoul Bro is here, and I know Raoul does a four-hour blues show every Friday on KRVS, and he really knows the value of being able to play music that could have been lost forever had it not been for the efforts of people like Alan Lomax and other people searching out music all in the South and music that was preserved in archives like ours.
Well, one thing that really underscores the importance of what the archives are doing is an experience I had years ago. I was invited to go to Varis Conner's house, and there was a big get-together there. Michael Doucet was there. I think Michael was trying to get Strachwitz to record, to do a full album or something at the time. And the Conners were just there. Their hospitality was wonderful. And we were all, a bunch of people chatting together, and I was told a story about a friend of this person I was talking to, that he knew someone that had collected reel-to-reel tapes, had recorded all these jobs, a lot of them Joe Falcon, I think, at the Triangle Club in Scott and all that. And he had literally a wall of reel-to-reel tapes in his house. He lived out in the country. One day his house was struck by lightning, and all the tapes were instantly bulked, erased. You know, one moment they had all this audio, countless hours, and a few seconds later, nothing but hiss. And it's so critically important that when you do have rare recordings that you have multiple copies, that you transfer them to newer media, in this case I know you're digitizing them and all that sort of thing, but so much can be lost so quickly, and we can take a lot of this for granted that, I have a recording of so-and-so. And yes, you might, but it might be gone the next day.
Sure John Pudd knows the experience of opening like an old tape box and it's just crumbled, maybe.
Sadly, I do. And also with 8 and 16 millimeter film, which is one of the main things that I do in my job, is to restore and digitize. And these things they have a limited life. That's what Raul said is a great, reason. If anybody is listening and they have something, if it's from anything from a local musician to a family oral history in English or in French, that you would like to have a copy of deposited in our archives and, at the Center for Louisiana Studies, we would be very happy to have that. And, it's, in a way, it's a great way to back up what you do have. It is a sad, a story like that just is a sad thing to happen. One of the things also that we find a lot is that 16 millimeter film that, you would assume that, news stories over the years concerning local events and people, that they're probably at a television station. But it turns out that they're not. 60 millimeter film was done away with, for the most part, completely in the early to mid 90s, and just thrown away in bulk. As it had they thought it had no value.
Well, all the more reason to help support the archives, to come down here tonight if you can. We're at the Blue Moon Saloon live right now. The music's going to start about 8 o'clock. There's great jambalaya and some makshu, I think Raul was saying, that's really, really good. Chris Segura has been cooking that up.
A great cook. Mm-hmm. And also bread pudding.
Bread pudding. So if you come down now, you could get some of that wonderful food and help support the archives. We're going to start off on the main stage with the Rex Street Rounders, history professors at UL, great musicians. Lots of people already here tasting the jambalaya, just chatting, visiting, and supporting the archives. Lots of musicians, artists, people in folklore. So it's a really good crowd tonight, and a great way to enjoy yourself and also to support the archives. Again, Pud Sharp with me, who works with the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism, and Raul Bro, who of course does the Blues Box on KRVS, and Aaron Thomas engineering it for us. It's quiet in here. We're in the kitchen of the Blue Moon Saloon. It's kind of nice, but there's a lot of activity going on outside at the Blue Moon Saloon. So if you can make it down, a really great opportunity to support the archives. They do have lots of information, great table. You can talk to them more about their work. Right now, I think we do have another piece set up. Again, these are from the discs that the center is offering this year, two of their latest discs, and one are recordings of the Balfa family through the years that you all have collected.
And I believe this song is Balfa Toujours that's playing tonight as well, and it's from Festival Acadien 2005, and it's called the Two-Step de Festival Acadien.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we're back live at the Blue Moon Saloon with Archive Aid 9 with Jennifer Ritter-Guidry with the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism. This is a benefit for the Cajun and Creole Archives here at UL Lafayette. Just before this piece of music, which is from the new disc you all are doing with the recordings of the Balfa family over many years, Pud Sharp was in here talking about how invaluable the archives are to documentary filmmakers like himself. And Raul threw in a horrible story about these people who had a wonderful collection of tapes and their house got hit by lightning and they were just zapped.
Demagnetized?
That's right, demagnetized, all of them. And so it's so important to have a place where you can back these up and where films and tapes are taken care of and numerous copies are made.
Right.
So it really is important to a culture that we have an archive like you all, the Cajun and Creole Archives, and that we are constantly taking care of them and that we're putting them in the latest form as you all are now digitizing them.
And it's just so important to remind all of the listening audience that they should be out there documenting their family history and those stories and those things that they hold near and dear to their hearts, because they'll want that one day. And everybody's an archivist. All it takes is a photo album. All it takes is recording your grandmother. I mean, all it takes is collecting your family recipes. It starts very small and it can grow exponentially.
Right. And like Pud was saying, you just never know who's going to need these records, whether it's his documentary that's all about Cajun dance halls, Cajun and Creole dance halls, or some other film or CD like you all are putting out. They're really used well, and you just never know in the future who's going to need them. That's a benefit tonight. If you head on down now, you can listen to some great music. They have jambalaya and makshu and bread pudding as well. Jennifer Ritter-Guidry with me, Dave Spazzali, joining us in the kitchen of the Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to be going to the stage live at 8 o'clock, Pud Sharp coming in.
We had a quick change.
So it's not the Rec Street Rounder starting off?
Correct. We'll start off with Goldman Thibodeau and Zydeco Joe Citizen out on the front porch, and then the Rec Street Rounders will start after that.
All right. So that's all going to be live coming up. It is a benefit. So if you come, you can pay at the door and help to support the archives and enjoy all of this great music tonight. So it is Goldman Thibodeau, then the Rec Street Rounders. Who are some of the other musicians coming up, Jennifer?
Also on the main stage, we'll have Balfa Toujours and Les Malfacteurs. And at the end of the evening, we'll do a jam session.
All right, so some great music, and if you're anywhere in the area, this is the place to be tonight to enjoy music. Wonderful people here. Raul said it's packed outside. All kinds of interesting people who are committed to keeping the culture alive through the archives. So, Jennifer, I know that those two discs are going to be available that we've been playing tonight. They will be available by the Festivals Acadien et Creole, I believe.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll have them available at the festival site, and just go look over at the merchandise tents there on site at the park during Festivals Acadien. And after that, they'll be available for purchase on Valcor Records' website.
Okay. Well, I think we have another example of the music coming up. Which cut should we put on? Aaron Thomas is here with us, helping us to mix this great performance live tonight. And again, Jennifer Ritter-Guidry and Pud Sharp with us from the archives, and Chris Segura coming in from his labors making the jambalaya tonight.
Yes.
Everyone is acclaiming.
Yep, this is the first track from 1977.
Hola,
Okay, we're going to go to another seat, another track, I think.
Just do the second track, Choopy.
Okay, and we are set for the front porch live at Archive 89 at the Blue Moon Saloon.
How about a big hand for Mr. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lotel Playboys?
Thank y'all. Thanks, all these wonderful folks out there. We're happy to be here with y'all and hope y'all enjoy the music. We're going to do our best to do what we can for y'all. And it meant a lot for each and every one of us up here to see so many people come and support us. We appreciate y'all and we love y'all.
All right, I'm all right.
And we're live at the Blue Moon Saloon, Archive Aid 9, a benefit for the Cajun and Creole Archives. Goldman Thibodeau on the front porch and friends. You can come down now and support the archives. Some bread pudding. We might be some jambalaya left, but you need to hurry on down now. And we're going to have a great lineup of music throughout the night helping to support the archives. So if you're anywhere in the area, please come on down. After Goldman Thibodeau, we'll go to the Rec Street Rounders on the main stage.
Yo te junto a deixa de batando por mente quando passa de junto a te tu mata de tua te batane. Où toi t'es, je mange pas plus toi. Si toi, tu nous dévenais, te battendrais, j'adore toutes mes peaux, tout ça. Oh! Thank you all so much. Damn, I see. Next number coming up, that will record, I think if I'm not mistaken, maybe Joe can help me with this thing, we get together. That was recorded by the late and great Amedeo Duane. That was era 1929 or 30, something like that. And they go back along and it calls Le Blues de Voyageur, the Traveling Blues. Thank you. Se fada já, je bane, platurale. Como moi, va vivre ma vie. Moi, je vois pas. Oh, quoi, moi, j'ai fait. Quoi avoir autant de la misère. Oh!
And I'm here with Jennifer Ritter-Guidry from the Center for Culture and Ecotourism. Goldman Thibodeau's on the front porch, and this is Archive 8-9. Jennifer?
Yes, thank you so much for joining us here at the Blue Moon, and we want to thank all of our listening audience for joining us as well. We're really excited to be able to share this wonderful evening of music with everybody.
And still hoping that people will come down and help to benefit the archives. There's great music all night long. We're at the Blue Moon Saloon in downtown Lafayette, and they are hoping that you come to join them to help support the archives. Goldman Thibodeau right now, but the Rec Street Rounders will be on the main stage right afterwards, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to hearing them. Yes. So again, on the front porch with Goldman Thibodeau and friends.
Thank y'all so much, each and every one. I know that was coming. Thank y'all so much. Woo! Sam.
And just a reminder, you're listening to Archive 89. Jennifer Ritter Guidry, Dave Spazzali, Raoul Bro, and Aaron Thomas. Please come on down. Join us and help support the archives. Goldman Thibodeau on the front porch.
Oh, oh, Peppa. Oh, vilain mon, yeah. Oh, moi, je connais. Oh, ça me fait du mal. pasa. Oh, me pasa. Y con esa pedí mal amor.
And we're at Archive Aid 9, Jennifer Ritter-Guidry with me from the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism, and we're encouraging people to join us here at Archive Aid 9. It is a benefit for the Cajun and Creole Archives. Joining us in the Blue Moon Kitchen here, where we are broadcasting, Jesse Guidry, Jennifer Ritter-Guidry, Dave Spazzali, Raoul Breaux, and Aaron Thomas here helping to facilitate between the stages and, again, encouraging people to come out.
Yes, absolutely. We want everybody to come out and join us. We have a free meal ready for you to enjoy along with the music this evening. Well, I think we have enough to get us through another hour, 2 hours probably, maybe longer.
All right. So we're on two stages, the front porch where Goldman Thibodeau is now, and the Rec Street Rounders will be on the main stage shortly.
Yeah.
Oh, depuis 20 ans, et toi tu as pardonné.